to my life. I can take a wild guess.
You know what's crazy? What is this?
Sushi means sex.
What is going on this show?
It's the lighter side of the dark side.
Oh, no, he didn't.
What did you do, your pants? What did you do?
Yes, welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. This is Dark Mark, the goth comedian. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Solstice, whatever you celebrate. It's going to be quite a show tonight. It's our holiday, first annual holiday spectacular. And we're actually back at our new time, which is 10 minutes late because of Josie. But we got quite a show tonight. I'm very excited. I have punk rock legends here in the studio. Punk rock legends I never heard of, but I did some reading, and they actually are punk rock legends. I do have...
Do you have verification on this?
I have verification on this. I have Eric and Phil from Symbol 6.
Hola, hola, yeah. hola.
That's Eric. Hey, say hi to the dark minions out there, Phil.
The who?
The dark minions are our audience.
The dark side.
Hello, dark minions.
Yeah, and at some point you're gonna come up
Get
to the
closer.
Mic.
Okay, we can do that.
Yes.
Is that better?
I realized being away from the mic was real punk, but we want to make sure to get on the mic. And Josie is actually, she's in the bathroom sprucing up. She'll be here. And our extra special guest is here, too. Don't tell Josie.
No shitting on the table, Phil.
I hear you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, here she comes. Oh, look at this. Oh, look at this. You got to see what I'm seeing.
More than meets the eye.
There's a lot more than meets the eye.
Hey there.
Josie, sit right there.
Oh, I get the hot spot.
You got the hot seat today.
Hey,
no,
Mark.
Eric, you move over there.
Mark, your sexiness is in big jeopardy here.
And by the way,
do you want me to move?
Yeah, that's.
And by the way, the sexy guy that I promised you for today's show is downstairs. Jeremy's getting him one of the hottest guys.
Uh oh.
So I did want to.
Gotta fix my makeup.
So before we get started, I did want to say a couple things. If you're looking for some holiday gifts, I've got some suggestions. First and foremost. Red.
That's a good suggestion.
Revenge is Killer. This features Josie Cat in all sorts of undress. It's the tale of Little Red Riding Hood, as you've never seen before. Check that out, Eric. And then...
From sweet to naughty to...
I think that's on, but when Jeremy comes back, we'll make sure. Oh, they do have another camera. Okay, great. We had a little fisting incident on another show. There was no... So now they have another camera. So... I did want to thank Hell's Bell. She was supposed to be here tonight, but she's sick. So.
Feel better, Hell's.
And so that the Red is good. There's two books that Josie Cat has. The Red book, which is Little Red Riding Hood, and the book Josie Cat, if you go to Barnes & Noble or Amazon, and you know somebody who likes to masturbate a lot, that's a great Christmas gift.
Pictures only.
If you if you're into somebody that's a little spiritual, try Hardcore Zen by our friend Brad Warner, or LDS Punk.
Boy, we're feeling
Look
very
who's
intentional.
Here!
Santa!
Hey! Right!
Hey!
Santa Claus!
Hey, that is the sexiest man ever.
I told you I'd get a sexy guy.
Merry Christmas.
Yay! Hi, Santa.
Hi, come on over.
All right.
Santa,
I want to sit on Santa's lap.
You're definitely going to sit on Santa's lap.
Come on over.
we're going to do that a little
Don't
later,
worry,
Santa. Hold on.
All right.
Are we going to forego this Hollywood Report? I don't know.
We could skip over it.
Okay.
Although there was a really great party that kind of kicked things off.
Well, here's hello, Jeremy.
We can't hear you, Jeremy.
No, I can hear him. He's he has a thing that's tuned into my mic, so I can hear him.
Exclusive.
So anyway, but Josie's here. This is her last show of 2013. Her last show for a month.
Yeah. You're leaving.
So I'm gonna twist this. I'm gonna get because we got Eric on a good shot there. I'm gonna flip this around.
How can you tell? He's looking. He's the camera.
I'm looking at the camera. Right?
Oh hey,
look
is
at
this thing on.
That's on.
It's on.
Santa Claus.
I can't really hear any of you guys though.
Is there something wrong with the headphones?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
make sure.
I joined the party.
So Santa Claus, who we have here, as you know all the boys and girls.
That's right. I remember you from
who's been naughty.
Many years ago.
Yeah, who's made the list?
This is Eric from Symbol Six.
Hey,
this
Santa.
This is Josie Cad.
You remember me, right?
Absolutely. Okay. The naughty list every year on purpose.
Thank you.
And this is Phil from Symbol Six as well.
Thanks for the call.
I know you as Chris.
I'm horrible with names.
Ginger.
Look at the hair color.
You know, Ginger. I was just naughty, wasn't I?
Gingerbread.
You were.
So
it's okay.
Okay. So Santa, we're gonna put you there.
All right.
Okay. So Josie Cat, tell them why you won't be on the show for a month.
Yes, please do.
I'm gonna be out of the country. I'm leaving.
Where are you going?
Deported
on a jet plane.
Let me do the jokes, please.
Okay, I will. For tonight, I will.
And leave the old school 70s references to Neighborhood Love, that's on at 7. So this is the Dark Mark show.
Oh, is that where we're at?
Yeah, you're going to Vietnam.
I am. I'm going to Vietnam and to Thailand and Cambodia. A little stopover in Japan for some sushi.
Hey, war's over.
Right. We'll stop over to Japan for some sushi. That's the way Josie does things. And as you know,
they haven't seen war yet.
And if you know our theme song, Sushi Means Sex.
It does.
So I've got presents for
it
you
does.
And Jeremy.
If you get invited to sushi, doesn't it usually lead
sushi
to sex?
Sushi time. Wait a minute, what? What is that?
Sushi usually leads to sex.
Oh.
Eric, don't you know that being a rock star usually leads to sex?
Yeah,
it does with right hand and left hand.
Hey, the difference between pink and purple is the grip.
Oh,
wow!
Right?
I don't know.
I've never held purple in my hand, so I'm not.
That's what the chef says.
Okay.
Anyway,
so I guess we better start the show because this is getting chaotic already. Eric and Phil are in the band Symbol Six. And I thought I was well-versed on early 80s punk rock, as Santa Claus is.
Oh, absolutely.
But I wasn't aware of Symbol Six, and I did some research, and you guys were right in the thick of it.
Yeah.
You guys were 15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In high school, right?
Yeah, well, right around there.
Little disappointed in you, Mark.
Well, this goes back to what you were just saying. When I was 15, I was just really learning how to masturbate correctly, and that's kind of what I was doing. You were forming a band.
Yes, and masturbating correctly.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Figure that out early.
But on stage? Together at the same time?
There are some errors in rock and roll.
Some people would say on stage for sure.
There are some errors in rock and roll and some just scenes that came up that are legendary. You know, with punk rock.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it goes back to the late 60s in Detroit. Then you got New York and you got England in the mid-70s. Early 80s, L.A.
blew up.
Yeah.
It was the spot.
Circle Jerks, Black Flag, Bad Religion, X, all these bands. And
Weirdos.
Symbol Six. Weirdos. I forgot about the Weirdos.
Yeah.
They're all there. And then Symbol Six. You're right in there.
No, it was. I don't know if it could ever be repeated quite the way it was. And it only lasted in Los Angeles probably like 3 good years. Maybe.
Right.
And if you were there, it was, I don't even know if you realized what was going on, but it was intense.
Right. And if you were there, you probably don't remember half of it now, I would imagine.
You remember, I remember it.
You really have a hard time getting the words out.
Do you remember this? Do you remember the...
I don't remember shit.
You don't remember shit?
No,
you don't remember going
like,
all these...
Do you remember where you parked?
Because I had to park where she parked because I left my wallet at home and I want to make sure I have money to get the fuck out of there. But first, there's like a gray area between probably, I'd say about 16 to 49. So, yeah, I don't really remember much of anything.
Wow, so your entire adult life.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, that way. By the time I leave here, I'll forget that I was even here.
Where?
You were? By the
way,
are these tables clean? Because the shenanigans that have been going down here, I'm a little skeptical.
I think Jeremy cleans the tables after every show.
Oh, you lucky dog.
No,
yeah.
No. So there's...
Uh-oh, where are the gloves? You guys got rubber gloves? Santa,
you got some gloves here?
I do have gloves, yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
always.
Yeah, see, Santa knows what he's
Santa
doing.
Carries
I see you took
gloves.
The right-handed glove off. Does that mean we're going to get a little hee-hee out of the claws?
You just never know, do you?
Or bend over and cough.
So Santa Claus, you remember the punk rock scene?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Everybody thought the punk rockers were real naughty, but some of them were nice.
Some were. Some it was an act, and it was fun, and everybody enjoyed it.
Right. So you were right.
I think it started out reasonably tame, but it got
violent.
It got darker.
That's what
and darker.
Shut us down.
Right.
Violence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, as soon and then it became like you couldn't play or even go to see a show anywhere because of the violence.
That's what I've heard.
Are you talking about the when the skinheads
pretty much
introduced everyone had their little crew.
Now, I saw there was a club in Redondo Beach called the Fleetwood where the Germs and Fear, Adolescence, middle class, everybody. Pretty much came out of there.
Right.
Whatever. Anyway, this blonde girl walks in, and she was absolutely beautiful. Hair past her elbow, blonde. You could tell she was just being witnessing or just, you know, getting exposed to this, this scene for the first time. And she was, like, really wide-eyed and wow.
Right.
And then these skinhead girls came out of, like, nowhere and beat the shit out of her, like, I mean,
wow! So the girl-on-girl violence was just as bad as the guy-on-guy.
No,
violence.
I mean, she had a bump on her face that was like she couldn't put her hand around, and I mean, and it freaked me out. And it was only because
that
she had really long hair.
There was a lot of girl fights. I know when I got introduced into the punk scene a little later than you guys, but it was around, you know, Fender's time and the Olympic Auditorium and parking lot fights all the time.
Wow,
Olympic.
Yeah.
I mean,
suicide.
I got into it a couple times with a few chicks.
Yeah, who won?
I initially did, and then this one girl brought over some Samoans, and I got punched in the face.
That's a coal in the stocking. That's not good, right?
Yeah, well, what sucks too is like you always have a whole different vision of girl fights, like, you know, pillows and feathers flying and shit. That kind of fucks it up.
And back in those days, it was like Dynasty and Dallas.
Yeah,
and
right.
You thought it was going to be like, you know, old cougars like grabbing each other by the hair.
Exactly.
But I don't pretend to be punk rock at all, although I am a fan of a lot of the music. But I've seen some. It's weird because I was going to ask you the difference between, because, well, what I was getting at is Symbol 6 was right in the thick of it, right there with all those bands. Then they took a very, very long hiatus. Where you were doing other things and you were with other bands, and actually for some reason gotten sort of in the metal scene too, and we'll talk about that. And now you're back, and you've been back since what, 2009, 2010?
Yeah.
Well, right around 2010, we put it back together, put a record soon thereafter.
Right when our guitar player got paroled.
Yeah, when he got out of jail.
Basically.
Now that's punk rock, Santa.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. All about trying to put it together with what you have left.
Yeah.
Was that what stopped you guys? Is that he went to jail?
No, it didn't really stop us. I mean, if you go back to 1982, 1983, whatever.
Right.
Punk rock was kind of the scene that we're talking about was kind of diving into all different kind of areas.
Right.
It was like a lot of
skate punk.
Yeah, a lot of that and goth and guys are wearing dresses and you know, guys were going to graveyards and screwing dead bodies. It was just getting weird.
I can relate to that.
Yeah.
And we actually had a mortician last week told us all about that. But it was going into goth and there was some, you know, there was the the punk, there was more of a hardcore scene. I guess Black Flag was coming out at that time.
Well, no, Black Flag had already, I mean, Damaged came out with Henry, and they blew up.
But they inspired a lot of bands that were,
Okay. Best Black Flag singer.
Yeah, I'm not really much of a Black Flag fan. He would have to be a better answer.
Well, Keith early, and then I liked Henry, you know, I did.
Who did you like best? That was the question.
I'd probably say Keith because that when I was 14 and hearing him and was like, wow, what is this?
Right.
You know, this is amazing. So, yeah.
And what is the correct answer, Josie?
There is no correct answer. I mean, I thought
Josie
they were all
answer.
Completely different. I mean, Des Cadena was... A complete difference.
That would actually be my choice personally, but
he always wanted to be a guitar player though. He never wanted to be. I saw Ron Reyes at the Fleetwood I saw him quit the night he quit. And I remember I would stay there till they closed and they were like sweeping the floor. And I remember him sitting on the stage with like four or five punk rock girls around him. And he had tears in his eyes and he was like, he quit. And I was like, how the hell did you just quit Black Flag?
Right.
I mean, that to me was unbelievable.
Right. And Santa, your favorite Black Flag singer is?
I'm going to have to go with the last one.
Which one was that?
I think he's going with Rollins.
Was that Rollins?
Rollins.
I think I enjoyed him most.
I think it was Rudolph.
Was Rudolph?
Well, Rudolph got in there right towards the very end. Just about.
He was hardcore though.
But he didn't want to play with the other players, so it was a problem.
And he got shunned upon from the rest of the band too, because
he had that
whack thing
that
going on.
Wasn't working.
No.
Ginger, your favorite Black Flag singer? Since we're going all around there.
I am not a huge Black Flag.
Yeah,
I would have to say Keith.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now who's singing now? Because there's Flag now.
But didn't Ron just quit again?
He just quit again.
Oh, okay. Because
see, I was bringing that up for full circle effect.
Now, what did now?
Santa.
But
he was just
Santa's
about
not
to
missing
say
a trick.
That.
But you guys got back together. I mean, like, there's a big renewed interest in this time frame and all these bands.
Has there ever been interest in it? I want to be really clear as to when Symbol 6 got back together.
Okay.
We waited until there was no money to be made whatsoever.
Very well calculated.
We made damn sure that it was done with the money-making thing. Then we came back, so nobody can really claim we sold out at all. Period.
I think they have my agent. I don't know what's going on here. That's crazy. But you guys are back, and I've heard some of the new music. Matter of fact, we have some of the new music. I think this will probably be a good time to play. And Santa, I think you and Josie maybe. Okay, we're not going to play the music. We're not going to play the music right now. But we do have some of the new stuff. I think some new stuff from your new album that's coming out in 2014.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Tell us about that Dirty Land, right?
Dirty Land.
It pretty much says everything just by the title, I think.
It does. And
by the way, that is a really nice handkerchief, dude.
Thank you. It's red. It's festive.
It's festive.
Santa's been eyeballing it all night.
Yeah, he's thinking he might want
that. That is very Santa-like. It's very, very Christmas.
Very seasonal. Yes.
Hey, I'm with it, guys. Come on.
But I mean, I've gone to some high school reunions, and you look at some of these people like, oh. You guys look great.
Well, I
you
do.
You guys have held
Phil,
up.
Phil looks good.
Phil's good. Hey, listen, you know, I love Phil. He's great. He's the number one guy I went after to start the band was with Phil. He's a great drummer and all that stuff.
But, you would have taken stuff. If I sucked?
Did you guys go to the same high school together?
He didn't really go. He kind of, this is a kind of an inside story, and I make joke of it because it's funny as hell.
Yeah.
He had to bail out of regular high school and go to an alternative school. Now,
alternative school?
Well, you know what alternative school means.
Short bus?
Well, sort of.
Continuation.
Basically what it is I'm pretty much given up on life. I just want to check out. So you go in and you sign your
name.
Oh,
mental hospital.
More or less.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
you know about that more.
But I'm just...
Yeah, I know all about it, Josie.
I'm just an ambitious guy, you know. What can I say?
Is that how you look at it?
Yeah, that's the way I had to look at it. I got a really bad case of mono in like 11th and a half grade.
Do people really get that? I didn't know that really existed.
Oh, seriously?
I thought it was only on the Brady Bunch.
Oh, please. Never had it?
Oh, please. No. Josie's have everything. Josie's mouth.
Oh,
Josie's mouth and vagina are like Petri dish.
You probably had it. It was just another symptom.
The only thing she hasn't had is SARS, and she's just about to get that when she goes to Vietnam.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can put, put that off your bucket list.
Fuck you.
You set me up.
First fuck you of the night. It was very late.
I saw that.
That was naughty.
Hey, you know what?
I got a Christmas stocking here for you.
Airfare is expensive these days. Why don't you just hop on the back of that dude's sleigh and take that out to Vietnam? He's going to be going around the world in a week.
Do you realize why Santa doesn't have any kids? Because he only comes once a year and it's down the chimney.
Oh, that's really funny, Eric.
Well, it's my Santa joke.
However true it might be.
He was waiting all year to say that joke.
Yes.
Does Santa, do you have any Santa jokes yourself?
That was not good.
Or any Symbol 6 jokes?
Symbol 6 jokes.
Yeah, Symbol 6 ahead. Is a joke.
Not all the 6 jokes, no. Santa jokes?
Yeah, give me a Santa joke. Well, we got to hear it from the source. Let's hear this.
Santa joke. In the ho-ho-ho game, traditionally 3, sometimes two, but never one.
Do we need a laugh track for that?
You don't need a laugh track for that. You just need to know what that means.
I don't know what it means. I don't.
No, ho, ho, ho. You can go ho, ho, ho. Or you can go ho, ho, but you never just do it one time.
Ho. I'm going to do it now.
See, that's bad.
Ho.
See, now you're on the naughty list.
Ho. Wave your hands in the air like you just don't care. Say ho.
Well, Santa.
Say ho, ho.
Santa, I'll do the jokes. You slide down the chair.
That's right. I'll just sit over here quietly. I'll
look pretty. So what led to the breakup, the initial breakup? Seriously.
Nice, thank you, Santa.
I was kind of getting around to that. But it, basically, when you're like 16 years old or whatever, you don't know what you're doing.
You're a petri dish of information.
You're trying this and that. And then all of a sudden, it's like, I know more than you, and it's five guys in a room, and that's just too many dicks in the room.
Okay.
Wait, what are we talking about?
I don't know.
We're talking about dicks in the room.
That's a terrible reference.
Yeah, Josie was tuned out.
Like, she was tuned out. I was like, wait a minute, what?
Dicks? What? No, but then you guys split it off, and you started working with... actually, it's sort of the glam metal crowd, like Izzy Stradlin from Guns N' Roses. You were working with him, and
yeah, we Taz and Izzy came out here. Izzy was actually a roadie for Phil in Cymbal Six. He was came out here from Indiana. He was a drummer. His name is Jeff.
Right.
That's when we first met him.
So wait, Izzy Stradlin was a roadie for Cymbal Six?
Yeah, he came out. He was helping Phil out with like loading gear. It wasn't like he was a paid nobody was a paid roadie, but he was a drummer. And so he was hanging around with the band, and he was loading in with Phil and helping him out and doing that stuff. And then he became a bass player, and then he became a guitar player.
Right. And then the rest is history.
And then he said,
fuck you and your drums.
And if he only stayed with it, he might have had a career.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But no, then
fucking quitter.
But we started a band that was very punk rock rooted, mm-hmm. because that's all we did. And then, but we kind of slang some the rock and roll. We all loved Motorhead. We loved Judas Priest.
Sure.
And so we started incorporating all that.
The good metal.
Yeah, you know what though? There's a lot of bands out there that just won't deny the fact that that's good music, or it's not punk rock enough. And then they when they realize people like Greg Ginn grew up listening to,
Sabbath
loving that stuff. And it's wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. I thought he fell out of bed one morning loving just Black Flag, and it doesn't work that way. But so, I mean, there's a lot of hypocrites out there musically.
Yeah.
We've never been really afraid to go down the road of playing a harder brand of music, whatever it is. And matter of fact, when our first record came out in 1982, mm-hmm. it was labeled as being metal punk.
Right.
And now the same people are saying, well, you know, the fans of that particular era is saying, why can't you do stuff more like that punk rock?
And it's
well, back then it was too metal punk for you, and now it's like...
Let me ask you a question. This is something I actually was curious about when I was researching you guys. Normally, I'm researching hot chicks. And don't worry, I researched...
Yeah, I'm surprised you did any research at all.
I researched Josie a little bit, but and Santa Claus. But obviously, between 82, 83, when you guys broke up, and 2010, especially right in the middle there in the 90s, is where people were doing what you were doing.
Right.
And making lots and lots of money doing it.
Yeah.
Did you look at Nirvana and Green Day and all those guys and going, motherfuckers? I mean,
do you see this thing right here?
The chip?
It's a big chip.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I remember it was Christmas time. My brother came over to a family.
Or even Guns N' Roses, when they became huge, you're like, wait a second, that's our fucking roadie.
But you saw that was happening. I mean, they were good.
You saw it.
They're a great band.
They were great. I mean, and we played with them a bunch of times, and I mean, they're good. They're great. But I remember in this Christmas party, my brother coming over, and he's like, check this out. It was like 1990, whenever the Nevermind album.
Nirvana, yeah.
And he threw it on the CD player, and he's like, whoa. And like, it was like brand new. I'm like, that's kind of weird because... I get it sounds great, but it's not like brand new. It wasn't like a sound coming out of like, you know.
No, I got to be honest. The first time I heard Nirvana, I thought it was The Replacements. Kind of a similar voice.
Right.
It was like a little more metal Replacements.
Right. Yeah.
And I love The Replacements, so I liked it. But it's not even those bands, but then you got the copies, the copies, the copies.
Yeah.
You're like, well, wait a second. We're the originals.
Yeah, well, I mean,
that's the way it goes.
And, yeah. And there's another band that both Guns N' Roses and Nirvana were punk and metal influenced. They always say, "Oh, Nirvana was punk," but there's a lot of metal influences there.
Well, you know what I can say
for
that era. Thank God that whole thing happened, because that '80s shit was just weak.
It needed to be douched.
I mean, it was so weak, and if it took that.
But you guys were playing with Faster Pussycat and other guys too. So,
I wasn't.
Okay, Aaron was playing with the Brett Muscat. And,
hey, I was. I'll admit it. I mean, we weren't.
Did you grow your hair long? Did you have like the whole glam metal look?
My hair was before that. My hair was long. I mean, put it this way, my hair was as long as Tony from the Adolescence hair is right now.
Oh, okay, and
so. It's just very funny how people. I'm only using that one person as an example, or Lee Ving when his hair was down. I mean, you know, it's like some people get.
No, but I mean, did you poof it up? Is what I'm saying.
No, I didn't. I didn't. It was pretty much. It was pretty much greasy and black, and it was dyed black.
But, okay, yeah. So it wasn't. But you weren't doing the Poison like.
No. I to this day Poison that we were definitely came out of the punk world of. I was dyeing my hair black in ninth grade.
Right.
And a blue black.
And Phil, I apologize that we're talking about hair. I mean, that's.
Why do you got to go there, man?
We could talk about beers.
Santa's taking his hat off, too.
I see Santa's getting restless. Here's what we're going to do.
Santa's getting restless.
Here's what we're going to do, because. And we're going to get back to the Symbol 6 story.
Hey, and you know, Steve Jones was a big time glam dude on the Sunset Strip.
Oh, I remember that.
Now, Steve Jones is a guitar god.
I saw Steve Jones. I saw he used to have a band with the guy from Duran Duran, and he had with Duff was played in the band.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, Matt Sorum. I used to see them all the time, and they all had like the hot actresses. Actually, I remember one night we saw Duran Outsiders. I think it was what it was called, that band with Steve Jones and the other guys. And I remember one night Steve Jones, Cameron Diaz was banging him, like she was waiting for him to get off stage.
She banged him too.
Like this is right when the mask like when she was just starting out, a hot chick. And then like I saw him like a month later, and some other like really hot up and coming actress was waiting for him. And Steve Jones, even back then, you could see like, ooh, this is like yeah.
What I'm trying to say though is that there is a giant group of musicians out there that are just kidding themselves, and they think that I started out in 1980 as a punk rocker, and my ideals and my musical taste has never changed, and I wear the badge of honor of Nirvana, and I'm more punk than you guys, and I never fucking changed.
Nobody's more punk than you guys.
Yeah, but you know what I'm just saying? That's bullshit, because at least I'm gonna admit, like, if your musical taste don't change, I don't know what the hell you're doing.
Right.
I mean, so you eat meat and potatoes every day?
Right.
For 30 years?
Right.
That's retarded.
I do.
Who does that?
I do. I like it a lot.
He likes meat and potatoes. And it's carnivore.
And I tell you, the reason why the greatest punk rock is the greatest punk rock is because when it was played, most people didn't know how to play their fucking instruments.
Exactly.
And that's when the best stuff came out. Now you get to play. You play over time. You get better. You start out smarting yourselves, and you know things change. But unfortunately, you can't go back to learning one chord and how do you do it.
You can't retrofit yourself. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
And it's really unbelievable that people think, hey, we're going to start writing songs like 1982, 3, 4, 1, whatever. How do you do that?
Right.
That to me is that's as phony as it gets in itself.
Some people can't get better at what they do though, so they stay in that hole. I mean,
no, I think they're a bunch of pussies that are afraid admit the facts.
What happens is they can't grow, so they don't like people that can. You see, so in order to mask the fact that wow, you guys are actually good, and we still suck. You're selling out. You're writing commercial shit. You blow. That's kind of how it works. It's jealousy attitude. That's another thing, too, by the way. That whole sellout thing is ridiculous. What the fuck does that mean? Oh, gee, I've been playing in a band for 30 years. I'm sorry that I'd like to make a few dollars at it. I guess I'm a sellout.
Exactly.
I should be playing in a fucking shithole dump club for the rest of my life, because that's awesome.
But,
really?
But then again, some people would point to contemporaries of yours just playing devil's advocate because Phil looks like he's ready to fucking jump across the table.
I love that.
Social Distortion, Bad Religion that have been sort of doing the same thing for 30 years. It's a great thing, and they still have that audience.
Yeah, well, because they never stopped.
Right.
They just kept on trucking along.
Do you think you guys would have been like that?
Oh, no question.
Yeah?
No question. I mean, we would have killed each other like about two or three years into it, but had we continued,
It's just hard to say. To me, it's hard to say. It is. I mean, and I respect all the guys you just mentioned.
Right.
Good for them. I could care less. They don't come to my shows, you know, and support me. I don't care. They do what they do, and they can do it as long as they want to and can.
Although I did listen to the Bad Religion Christmas album.
Yeah, I've heard.
It sucks.
Yeah.
It's horrible. It's really bad.
I've heard some really.
Twisted Sister Christmas album, though, is fucking genius. But the Bad Religion Christmas album is.
What is it? Like old Christmas, like typical Christmas songs played by them?
Played by Bad Religion. It's like, come all ye faithful.
Let's go back to my sellout point.
Explain this to me. With the vast fucking audience out there that is determining what is punk and what is not punk, and that terminology right there just makes me come unglued. It's like, you know, Jim Morrison was the biggest punk rocker of his. I mean, he blew Darby Crass off the stage and did shit way before any of that stuff.
Right,
he's a hippie and, you know, he's a poet and, you know, F that.
Right.
There's so much of this, I was there before you, or you're not punk enough.
You guys were there before everybody.
I know, and it's like, I'm telling you, the whole...
I mean, do you have like 15-year-olds coming up to you, like people that your age when you got started telling you your sellouts, or do they really...
No, but what we do have is... old fans bringing their kids.
Right.
That's cool.
No, I wish they were coming up to us telling us we sold out. We're doing something, making some money. Shit. We're not making the money yet.
It's funny because there seems to be, and correct me if I'm wrong, if there's some really good fucking punk groups coming up, tell me who they are.
Yeah. I swear to you, I've got like a 4-page diatribe on this. I am begging the young next wave to come in and douche the fuck out of the punk rock scene. Knock everybody out.
Because you talk about us all out. But you talk about glam rock. Fucking Miley Cyrus and the shit that's going on now.
Seriously.
Seriously? I hate to say it, and this will probably be misquoted, but I'd probably take Poison over fucking Rihanna. I got to be honest with you.
Well, I would kill them both.
Yeah.
there's such an
appetite for it. That even like the Undead Kennedys had just throw somebody up there to sing, and they keep rocking out.
But you know what's
the semi-dead Kennedys. But semi-dead Kennedys. They throw anybody up there. Flag.
But the killer is that the scene just keeps revering and pushing up the retread of what was instead of the new tread.
Right.
So and hey, look, we're a band of 30 years ago. But we're writing brand new stuff.
This is what, your second or third album altogether?
The third one.
You have one in 1982.
Exactly.
Right. And then you got one in 2010, 2011.
So we're not, the thing I think is best for us is that we do not have to be the slave to like playing albums full of 1980 tracks that we have to play live.
Right.
And listen, most bands that are worshipped in the punk rock world right now don't rehearse.
Right.
They do not spend any time together.
Right.
They do not write new songs. They do not go in the studio. They absolutely are a complete fucking retread. And you're telling me, how is a review band punk rock? The spirit of like writing new songs, taking chances. Look, if people want to throw darts at us for writing new stuff and maybe it's too heavy for them or too this for that, or we don't care.
Right.
We're going to take those risks and those chances. We're going to do something. But these bands that just constantly play their 30-year-old set lists.
Right.
It's brutal.
How is that? Where is that in their mind? When they wake up, what are they doing?
I don't know what they're doing, but let me play something fresh. And while we do that, Santa, we're going to play the song. Santa, come around and Josie's going to sit on your lap. How about that,
oh,
huh?
Shit. Okay,
we're going to spank Santa.
Well, we're going to do that too, but here's okay. here's some Symbol Six, some new Symbol Six. That that's Symbol Six, and look who's on Santa Claus's lap. It's Josie, and let me. I'm trying to think how we can get a mic in there without blocking the shot.
He's got a mic in there, believe me.
Oh, you're a funny motherfucker.
Oh,
which way do you want me to
microphone?
Go? How about? Oops, sorry.
Okay, so Santa, has Josie been naughty or nice?
I think nice, very nice.
Nice, you're supposed to say naughty.
What a bummer. Naughty? Yeah. What a bummer.
I might have a Christmas stocking here for Josie if you're...
Ooh, wow. Look at him waving it
around. Santa has a Christmas stocking. It's made of latex.
I think Santa's Christmas stocking is getting stuffed right now.
So, she needs a spanking. He goes, you do?
Oh, you do? Well, after the Christmas, we're going to have all sorts of spanking.
And sights of the Dalai Lama.
That's nice to give Buddha on Christmas Day.
Chocolate.
Yes.
Oh, chocolates? Is there chocolates? Is there anything nasty in here?
There was going to be something nasty, but...
Kind of nasty.
That's a little nasty, the Barbie lollipop.
It could be very nasty.
Whoa. Isn't Dalai Lama nasty? I mean, really?
It can be, yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's so funny.
You never can tell. Well, I just thought.
Oh, I thought it said surly.
I just thought Josie needed
something to suck on.
Yeah, and some inside.
It's like the old CD packages.
Oh,
wrapping.
Something from the 99-cent store.
Yes, it is.
All right, you got to put that on.
Yeah,
right
you
got to
put that on, Josie.
We got to see that right now.
Yes.
Some of my friends might take that the wrong way.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you know how this town is.
Can we get to the center of that lollipop?
Right.
Yes, how many looks do you think it will take?
We're going to count.
Josie, before you spank Santa.
Do I get to spank him?
You will, but...
He said I could.
It's Jeremy's turn on Santa's lap.
It's Jeremy?
Jeremy,
you go, Jay.
Producer.
You go, Jay.
Jeremy, he's actually going to do that?
Yes!
Why not?
Hey, Santa.
Part of the show.
Yes.
Are you a thong guy or a...
When it comes to Josie, he's a no underwear guy, obviously.
Eric, we call that around the hip weenie grip.
See, Santa is his commando.
Wait, we have to tell him.
Around the hip weenie grip. Fuck, I love that.
That's good.
around the hip, weenie grip.
Santa, has Jeremy been good this year?
Oldie
I was
but
telling
goodie.
Him what I wanted.
Oh, go ahead. Tell him what you want.
I know
you were telling him what you wanted. I heard you. I saw your lips move at St. Mark's cock. I saw that.
It's not what I said.
You thought it was hidden by the sucker, didn't you?
Hey, Mark, quit quitting in her mouth.
All right,
words,
Jeremy,
I think, is the word I'm looking for.
Has Jeremy been good? Nice this year?
I believe he has. Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Jeremy, you look like his gay son.
Yeah.
Chrissy Claus.
All right, let's see what do we bring you this year? See if the elves were good to you.
Oh, it's a Dark Mark.
It's a Dark Mark negativity awards to me shirt.
Hey, I want one of those.
I didn't know you had t-shirts.
I do, but they're all.
I think that should be your mantra.
I'm all out of like the smaller sizes, but I'm gonna get some more made.
What?
Where's some? Never mind.
We didn't bring him any shirts either, so we're just as lame.
Yeah.
And he gets a
Josie needs an extra small shirt.
Oh, cool, I can.
Right. Symbol six. Yeah. Right?
All right, thanks, Santa. You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Hey, Santa, check this out.
All right.
Ho. Oh.
That's wrong. That's bad.
Okay.
Never.
Now, I hate to break the news to everybody, but this isn't really Santa Claus.
No. What?
Whoa.
Whoa.
Totally
covered, dude.
Shattered.
I'll tell you how I met this gentleman, and if you can get close to the mic, and let's get the mic over
here. Oh,
here's
Santa's cell phone.
I would assume that when you met him, he wasn't wearing
Santa,
pants.
Santa, naughty. Oh, my God. Santa's cell phone has some pictures.
It does, doesn't it?
Whoa.
Be careful with those. Those are valuable.
Can he put cans on the cap?
So try to put the headphones on if you can.
He's starting to look a little bit like John Wayne Gacy.
He's, I mean, this... I'll tell you what happened. We were supposed to have a sexy guy show, nothing but sexy guys for Josie, and you guys are certainly sexy.
Oh, thanks, Mark.
But I was gonna have some real Justin Bieber, like real like 19-year-old hairless boys in here for her. That was the initial plan, and then I actually put a Craigslist ad out.
And this is what you
sexy
got.
This is what I got. This is what I got.
That's like the total, complete opposite.
Did you say hairless or hairy?
Hey, I didn't say you weren't sexy. Just the hairless part. But really not. It's not working.
My name's once
you
again.
Must be very
I
busy this time of year.
I am very busy this time of year.
Well, tell everybody your real name.
Real name is Ralph.
Ralph. Ralph. Hey. Ralph is a Santa Claus impersonator.
This is wrong.
All right.
Yeah.
No, if Ralph wants to get some work as a Santa Claus.
Well, shouldn't you do that on your own time? I mean, this is our Santa time.
I'm booked clear through Christmas, so.
Okay, so this is it. I said anything about Ralph. This is Kris Kringle, Santa
Thank
Claus.
Thank you.
Let's bring back the Christmas chair.
Does anyone else want to tell Santa what they want?
Is her microphone on?
I don't think it is. Hold on.
For Christ's sakes.
There you go.
That's better.
Yes. So, yes, you want my cock for Christmas. What does everybody else want for Christmas? Eric, what do you want for Christmas?
Well, I'll do second
Eric wants
then, I
your
guess.
Cock, too, Mark.
Yes. Here's the thing you never hear about, because you always hear about we're talking about the glam metal and all the girls in there and all that crazy debauchery. The early 80s punk rock scene and the punk rock scene now. Girls, how's that?
There are a lot of them. There's not a lot
They're
of hot
sweaty.
Ones.
No
really.
Bullshit.
Hey, man, if you're Blink-182, yeah, you might get a crack.
Phil,
oh
shut up.
Phil,
there's a lot
kidding?
Of good-looking girls.
So many
girls.
Pictures of girls
I meant the punk rock scene. I didn't say Blink-182.
No. Well, they're hot. There's hot girls out there.
There are.
He's not looking.
All right. What happened in 1980 when you guys are 15 and you're on stage and you're performing in front of older women, I would imagine?
Boing.
Older women.
Yeah.
Like 18, 19.
Eric, you make it sound like 60-year-olds.
Like 1980.
Older women.
Like 1980, 19, like you were at the time.
You know what? Mark, we were getting played on Rodney on the Rocks.
Yes, I was also going to get to that time.
All right, so I'm in my bedroom. You want to hear the story?
Just spit the words out, dude. Really?
Yeah, really.
It's taking forever.
Come on, it's Rodney on the Rocks.
Let me
Santa Claus is shishing
the
yourself.
Story.
Sorry, Santa. Ho.
So, ho. There I am.
Much better.
I'm sitting there in my room.
I like it. But do you
know
that
we came on the Rodney on the Rocks?
I had a really cute girlfriend, and she was over, and right. I was just starting to get to know her.
Jane Bate, we called her.
It wasn't Jane Bate.
Jane Bate. You were 15. Who was the Bate?
That's just it.
Anyway, bottom line, short story.
Was he eight?
Too late.
The song comes on the radio. Rodney goes, hey, you know, yeah, a new band, Symbol Six. This is Symbol Six.
And Eric's dedicating this one, too.
And then those, the look that hit was right. Like, I go, man, I bet you that's a Mick Jagger kind of, I bet right. You that's what he...
Really, Mick Jagger, you put yourself into those shoes. You know, you were always thinking big.
Well, I was just thinking like, you know, anyway.
So how'd you guys get hooked up with our buddy Kim Fowley?
I was waiting for the story to run its course.
Yeah.
Did you bang her?
Yes.
Who, Kim Fowley?
Yes.
That's not her? Kim Fowley, your girlfriend. After the song played, you banged her, right?
Right when I saw that look. It was on. The bang was on.
Right. Familiarize me.
Bang or gong, get it on.
So you thought you were Mick Jagger.
No. I didn't think I was Mick Jagger. I figured, I bet you Mick Jagger gets that kind of like.
And he's gotten that for the last 55 years.
I think longer than 65. That. How old is that, dude?
I don't know. Keith Richards just turned 70, and you know what they mean. I always thought he was, I always thought he was older than Peter O'Toole.
Well, yeah, right.
But I mean, like 2 days dead.
He's fresh blood.
He's got the blood of a 16-year-old.
Yeah, he's fresh blood.
Apparently, 70 is the new 130, right, Santa?
Exactly.
Keith Richards. So anyway, you, Kim Fowley. Now, Phil, were you in the Kim Fowley
era? No, I wasn't part of that era.
You lived in Kim Fowley's house.
Well, Kim Fowley didn't really have a house, but he had hotels, like these motels we would stay in. Like the band would have
a room. So things haven't changed.
The band would have a room. I'm trying to remember, Tazzer here, he has great total recall on names. But yeah, he saw us playing at the Troubadour and walked in and said, so, are you ready to make a rock and roll record?
Was that how it sounded?
It's exactly how it sounded.
No, come on, really?
And the guy's like six.
He's a big dude.
What does he top out at? Right. 6'9" or?
Lately, he's in a wheelchair, but he's a real tall dude.
Wasn't he in the James Bond series?
I don't know.
With those silver teeth?
No.
That's just. No, and Kim Fowley, if people are not aware of what we're talking about, and probably if they've reached it by this far, they know what we're talking about. They don't. But he's been on the show, and he produced The Runaways. He's worked with Kiss. He's worked with Alice Cooper, like everybody.
Yeah, pretty much. Listen, when that guy comes up to you and says, are you ready to make a record? I mean, right. I was like...
He goes all the way back to Alley Oop and
Doris Day.
Doris Day, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's gnarly.
Right.
I didn't even realize how gnarly he was until after the fact. But he came in and, yeah, we spent months writing and recording.
Right.
And he managed us. He was basically like a babysitter. He managed us. He was trying to teach us the ropes of rock and roll. He always had lots of girls around him.
Did he say, sing with your cock?
Yeah, I was telling Josie this, the first time we were in a recording studio with Kim, he was his head was under the console with his feet like hanging out by the door, and all his direction was, more cock! I need more cock!
And how would you translate that to the English?
Eric obliged, by the way.
I showed him more cock. I gave him more cock.
Yeah?
What do you need, you know? Just, you know.
Did that record ever come out?
No.
Okay. So not enough cock.
Not enough cock.
It was
what they call a cock lacquer.
Right. Right. And was this about 85 or 84?
It was 86.
86, okay.
86, yeah. 86. And we disintegrated. I mean, it was total debauchery. Lucky to get out alive.
Right.
Lucky to get out alive.
Right.
Yeah.
And a lot of cock going around.
A lot of everything.
So how long were you hanging out with Kim? So this is like a 6 month sort of thing? Or?
Yeah, it's about that.
Okay.
Yeah, Josie, what are you doing?
Yeah, and then we had a...
Josie's going through Santa's phone
right now. She's like taking pictures of her boobs and laughing at Santa. Did you get give her her cell number while she was sitting on your lap? You already sexed him? It's only 2 minutes. Sorry,
Josie,
didn't mean to cut you off, Mom.
Josie, when...
needs presents, too.
I think he just got a present.
Right. I'd say he's turning red, but he's been red since he got here.
He's pretty red. So, Josie,
you're welcome,
Josie. When you were sitting on Santa's lap, was there a little? Did you feel like a little
tenfold
coming up, or
it moved?
Little, so something went up the chimney, or
this is such a good gig for you, Santa.
We had our moment,
Santa. This is a good gig for you.
It is. It's a very good gig for me. I mean,
right. I don't know where you're going after this or
the next gig, man. He's got to get all kinds of shit.
But Santa, where were you before?
Santa, you want to go to a party with me?
I came from another Santa event.
Right.
Yes, at a Christmas party, and I'm going to a Christmas party when I leave here.
And you want to
get to a better one?
You had the smoking hot chick sit on your lap at the one before this?
What does Santa do when he's got to clean the gear? Do you have a personal dry cleaner for Santa suits?
I do have one, yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, because it seems to me like that would be tough stuff to really get.
How often do you clean the suit?
Your mustache is trimmed very nicely.
On a regular basis, every couple of gigs.
Okay, so every 2 days or so?
Yeah, about every 3 days, actually.
Now, Santa Claus, I guess, you know, I don't know if you've followed the controversy where some people think Santa Claus is only white, and have you heard about that?
The Fox News thing? I thought you were going to say the controversy that he's not real.
Santa Claus is only white?
What? If he is real.
Somebody on Fox News, one of the anchors on Fox News said that Santa Claus is only white. And they also, I heard that they had a teacher that had an African-American child that dressed as Santa, and they said, you know, you shouldn't dress like Santa. Santa's only white. But Santa's everything to everybody, right?
Yeah, totally incorrect. Santa is in whatever Santa wants to be. There are lots of black Santas.
In the words of Boom Boom Washington from the infamous Welcome Back Cotter show.
Right.
Here it is.
You might want to try to hold that now.
I was weak. I don't care what the white man say. Santa Claus was a black man. There, I got it out.
There you go.
Okay. Where does the time go?
Very likely true.
If we were to take a black light to that Santa Claus suit, would there be a problem?
I wouldn't want to find out.
There would be now.
Okay.
There would be now.
Josie, no black lights.
Do you want to spank Santa for Christmas?
I do.
I told him
that's what I wanted.
Santa, do you mind being spanked by Josie for Christmas?
This one time, I'll let it happen.
Here we go.
Santa is such a sport.
Right.
Such a sport,
Josie,
Santa.
Josie, you better do it. You better go get your sucker.
Hold this.
Do you want me to get a picture of this, Mr. Claus?
No recordings of this.
this is off record here.
So here's to finish up 2013, the Dark March show. Josie Cat is spanking Santa Claus, you got to bend over.
Sure.
I think. Okay.
Don't act like that's an unusual request, Santa.
Oh, Santa, have you ever been asked to be spanked before?
Bend forward.
Mrs. Claus, anything like that?
Do we need to cut this out? We need to get some audio on this. Ready?
Right. Those are not depends.
Okay, Josie, whack it. Whack it harder.
Whack it harder.
Come on, Josie, for our iTunes audience that can't see it.
Josie, harder.
Can't see it?
Harder,
how's
harder.
How's that feel, Santa?
Harder, harder, faster, faster.
Have you been a bad boy? Bad Santa.
Can we get a close up of his face?
Bad Santa.
Hey, Fred, you want to get in on this?
Was that as good for you guys as it was for me?
That is the ultimate way. Look at that smile on Santa's face.
Santa, I didn't think you'd get more jolly than you were, but you're jolly.
Just for you. Oh, it's right.
Santa's coming loose now. I think I know how to make Santa more jolly. Santa, would you like to spank Josie?
Go for it, Santa. Don't be a fool.
Uh-oh.
He's been naughty this year.
Hey, we need to...
Oh, no.
Oh, he's gay. Watch out.
Bailiff. Bailiff.
Harder, Santa.
We got people that only listen to the audio, Santa.
Damn.
Santa's pretty good,
Hey, Santa.
Hey, okay, Santa. Enough, Santa.
You go, girl.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was the best Christmas ever.
Was it?
Yes.
Good. You can remember that on the plane flight over to
Vietnam.
Yes.
Plane flight. She's taking the cherry. She's taking the cherry seat on that.
Have we done a Megan check on this guy?
The chestnuts are roasting, I would imagine. Huh?
I passed one just the other day. Just the other day.
What kind of test?
The test.
The test.
Yeah, we need
testicle,
to
do a
Megan background check.
Background check. Oh,
yeah.
I'm not sure if I'll pass tomorrow, but last week I was.
Well,
we won't say your name.
Yes. We'll do the Kris Kringle lip. That's Kringle,
enough. Yeah,
chestnuts roasting over an open fire.
So before we go.
Eric's nuts roasting, just roasting.
Okay,
and loving it.
So let's wrap it up.
We got to wrap up.
Tell us where we can find you guys.
When is the new Symbol 6 album coming out?
When is it coming out, Ginger?
It is coming out in the spring of 2014.
Oh, but we have a live one coming out before that, right?
No.
We have our split coming out.
That's
with
what
Bang.
I meant. When?
Ginger, talking to the mic.
In April.
April.
Get
so
real
it's all
close.
April.
There you go.
Well, keep your eyes peeled, kiddies.
Okay. Would you like to spank Ginger, too? She's been a little naughty.
But
Ginger? Okay.
But I will say we're real excited because Josie Katz has agreed to star in a production of ours coming out.
Oh, wow.
I'm really excited.
The world premiere of Dirty Land.
Dirty Land is a new album, right?
Yes, it is the new album. And it's got it's got 11 songs. And we're going to be doing a video with Josie, and she's going to be unbelievable in it.
Is that right?
Right.
Did you sign up for Unbelievable?
Sign up.
I did.
We talked to Santa Claus too.
Hey, we can do like Bad Religion did that Christmas album. We can just put Santa in it. We can re-release it every year at Christmas.
There you go.
Dirty Land video. It's so merry.
Trust me, what you just saw there was way better than the Bad Religion Christmas album. I gotta tell you.
Hey, Mark, you might want to take it easy on those.
I do want to say to all those people out there. Those punk rockers that are real serious and experts on the whole scene, get over yourselves.
Wow.
Would you agree with that, Santa?
That was serious.
I would agree. Get over it.
Thank you, Santa.
There's nothing more punk rock than that.
Hell yeah.
Now, look, I got Santa on my side.
That was very profound, Eric.
Yeah.
So, I see there's still a little tension between you two. From the junior high days.
Yeah, there is.
This dude fell asleep at my house once. My dad was a professor and my mom, total professional people, right?
Right.
This guy falls asleep in my front room and he's wearing this fuck 'em all t-shirt. We're like 15 years old. My dad walks in there and there's this kid on my floor with fuck them all on his back. This is a conservative household. Douchebag.
Yeah. Right. And I hipped his dad to what's up and his dad really was
Did you
really...
say let God sort him out?
Sort of.
Yeah.
So, Eric, if people want to get a hold of you guys, Phil, where do we get a hold of you?
Symbol6.com.
And we have a Facebook page, like Kleenex Tissues and Coca-Cola and everybody else.
Go to Symbol6.com and it'll lead you all the way down all the wrong roads.
Symbol6.com. Josie?
Just Google Josie Katt, Josi Katt, Kat, and you'll find my web pages.
Order Red and Josie Katt off Amazon.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And there's a new 2014 Justice Howard calendar with all tattooed babes. I'm in it.
The perfect Christmas gift for the person that masturbates a lot. And Santa Claus, where do people get a hold of you?
NationwideSantas.com.
NationwideSantas.com.
Hey, Santa, can I ask you a question? Like, I know kids used to send, like, wish lists for, you know, send it to the North Pole and shit.
Sure.
Do they just have, like, a constant email account now that you just get hammered with emails of wish lists?
There's email, there's
Santa,
mail,
I want a new computer and a new iPhone. I'm only 10.
NorthPole.com?
NorthPole.com, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly, NorthPole.com.
And go on Santa's Facebook page and his Twitter page. Santa, do you have a Tumblr?
I do not.
Okay, no Tumblr for Santa, but the Dark Mark Show has a Tumblr. And if you want to catch up on all the episodes, go to darkmarkshow.com. Go to our website, go to our Tumblr page. I'll be playing Flappers on Thursday, January 16th. No show next week. We will be back in 2 weeks on January 2nd. Elizabeth Aston will be guest co-hosting. I don't know who the guest will be, but we'll figure it out. We figured it out on this show. Are you guys familiar with the Spank Train? It's the last Spank Train of 2014. What we do is we all get up.
Oh, God.
We all spank each other this way, and we spank each other that way.
What?
Hey,
what?
Mark.
Mark, that's why I haven't heard of it, because I want no part of it.
Mark, I do want to say, Simple Six, thanks you for having us on.
Absolutely. Yes, thanks.
Thank you. First off, I listened to all the songs you sent me. You guys are great. You guys, I wish I would have heard you before. Well, now I know.
That's all right. It doesn't matter. When you find us is as long as you do find us. And I will say all that last thing too is we cannot wait to work with Josie again on the video because we got for all the Josie Katt fans out there, this one it will be something to keep your eyes on.
Something to believe in.
Did you guys ever play with Pissant before we go?
No, but Pissant is a great band. I've seen Pissant, definitely.
Okay, so and Santa Claus, you know about Symbol 6 now.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm a fan now.
Okay. Well, instead of the spank train.
I love that.
Do you want to spank Santa and Santa spank you?
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody have a wonderfully creepy Christmas and a happy new year.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Happy New Year.
Oh, yeah. Merry Christmas.
I think, can you do a... Can you do